News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Irish Airline Pilots Association Disputes Committee will meet this morning to consider further strike action by pilots at Aer Lingus. It comes ahead of their first significant stoppage tomorrow that will result in the cancellation of all Aer Lingus flights tomorrow morning. Talks between the airline and the union broke down yesterday. It's a very worrying time, particularly for people who are going on holidays or perhaps for those who are on holidays right now. Michael Doherty is a professor in employment law at Maynooth University. Michael Doherty, your reaction to another possible escalation?
Yeah, morning, Jonathan. To be honest, it's unfortunately, it wasn't hugely surprising that the talks broke down yesterday. We saw, you know, just a couple of days ago, the Labour Corps kind of met the party separately and said, look, there's nothing here. Come back to us, you know, next week or when you're a bit closer together. So wasn't really expecting too much from yesterday's talks and unfortunately proven right on that one. And even, as you say, more worryingly, it looks like things are going to escalate before they get better.
One of the big challenges here is giving people notice, because you could fly out on Sunday and be impacted on your return, leaving you stranded where you are. And again, the accusation being levelled at both sides here is the travelling public are very much secondary to this wider debate.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, whenever you have transport strikes, you know, this is the inevitability that it kind of hits harder on people who use the services. I suppose from the company's point of view, you know, to date, as far as we're aware, the kind of work to rule hasn't impacted that much, you know, on a daily basis. They've cancelled the flights in advance. They've kind of given people notice. So there was this fear that people would show up, you know, at the boarding gate to be told that their flight was cancelled. That doesn't seem to have happened. But the longer this goes on, that will certainly change. So even without another kind of formal strike, it's likely disruption will increase because it'll become harder to manage, yeah, you know, the inevitable kind of delays that happen in aviation. And that, of course, will be very damaging for Aer Lingus.
There's a huge amount of mud being thrown at the moment, Michael. You know, there's talks about pilots' pensions on the newspapers this morning. You can only imagine which side that came from. But ultimately, there is a Labour Court decision here. They've been through the mechanics of the state. They have been given a recommendation, and the union's not accepting that. There is a real problem with that. If the mechanics of the state cannot solve this problem by issuing a recommendation, and you have to, I'm sorry, throw that back on the union.
Partly, to be fair, partly. I mean, what the Labour Court kind of asked both parties to do is not to escalate things. Now, if the union comes out later this morning and says, oh, we're going to have another strike, clearly that is an escalation, you know, flatly against what the Labour Court said. But at the same time, you would have to say management haven't exactly de-escalated either. You know, there's kind of all these things coming out about, you know, travel privileges being revoked for pilots, for, you know, that letters have gone to the union kind of and their family indeed. And I suppose one important thing that I haven't really heard that much about, which is that, as I understand it, there were two kind of new aircraft due to come to Aer Lingus in Dublin, which have not been delivered as yet, and I think have been sent elsewhere in the IAG group. So, you know, there's a wider picture here, both for management and indeed for the pilots, that, you know, if investment from the group goes away from Dublin, goes away from Aer Lingus, goes to Iberia, goes to British Airways or whatever, obviously that suits nobody.
Okay, Michael Doherty of Maynooth University, thank you for that. Claire Dunn is the CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Good morning, Claire. I presume the phones are hopping, are they?
Good morning, Jonathan. Absolutely. It's just, it's so such a worrying time for everybody. We are bitterly disappointed at the breakdown of the talks yesterday between Aer Lingus and IALPA. And we're calling on them to suspend the strike, to listen to what the Labour Court said and not escalate, not have another strike or ramp it up. But we're also appealing to all the parties, the airlines, the pilots themselves and the unions, to start thinking about the customers. and to go back into the room and sit down and talk to each other. This dispute will have to be resolved. I mean, we know at the end of the day, all disputes are eventually resolved, and it's in their hands to do it. I mean, everybody is appealing to them. The Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, Heather Humphreys, you know, everybody is appealing to them to sit back down. And that's the only way they're going to be able to resolve this. You know, and slinging, you were talking about this, the mudslinging. Think, stop. Just stop and get into the room and talk respectfully to one another and find the answer. Otherwise, we're facing the ruination of holidays.
Yeah. What about the people who are heading off, obviously not tomorrow morning on Aer Lingus, but maybe tomorrow afternoon or Sunday or Monday of next week? And then they find out, well, we'll get you there, but we're not going to get you back. I mean, are we going to see people not taking the risk of being stuck abroad because of this strike?
I mean, there's a couple of things here. I suppose some people have already said that. I mean, they've said we won't go at all. So they cancel their flights. They cancel all their holiday plans. The people who'd said that they were going to go and are going to travel anyway are hoping, obviously, that they're going to be able to get back. But they may very well, depending on what happens and if there's another strike sanctioned today, they may very well find that all their plans are in disarray again. Now, I will say that, you know, anybody who has booked with an ITA travel agent, the agents have been working really hard all week to rebook people, and they will be on this again straight away to rebook people. There are options. It's not like years ago where people would be stranded. There are options, but obviously it's peak time and availability is very, very tight. So it's very difficult and it's hugely stressful. If you're on your holiday for a week or 2 weeks, you don't want to be thinking, how am I going to get home?
Yeah. Okay. Claire Dunn, CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Thank you for that. If we hear from IALPA later in the day, of course, we'll bring it to you live here on News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.